Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, good afternoon. It's Wednesday today. I'm Ross Chanley, joined by Lauren Black. Lauren, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Completely without my head. Lots to get through today. Things are going to start ramping up. The football is coming back. And the big news which broke this morning is that the Merseyside Derby will be held at Goodison Park. Lauren, I saw quite a lot of tweets using the same phrase, which was common sense has prevailed. I don't think you can actually put it any better than that, can you?
No, not really. I think it would have been really stupid to have it played anywhere else. There was shouts of like Southampton and all that, which is just absolutely bizarre. Why would you make both sets of teams travel all that way to play a game of footy when you can just play it where it was originally going to be played anyway? Obviously the biggest concern was of people like congregating outside and stuff like that, but you know, I highly doubt there's going to be mass gatherings outside. I don't think people are that stupid. So it's a good idea to have it at Goodison.
Yeah, I think that was the main concern, wasn't it, about people turning up, and it was kind of things fueled by Joe Anderson, who kind of said something without any evidence at all, concerns from the police, but you know, it looked like it was going to happen because Merseyside police said, yeah, Everton wanted it there, Liverpool wanted it there, so it's all good news. I think the only people who don't want it there are the Everton fans, because if there's any chance that Liverpool can win this Premier League title at an empty Goodison Park, I mean, you know, and they can't even go to Wales and hide, so I don't know what they're going to go and do. So to add to that as well, Lauren, Liverpool home fixtures can be played at Anfield as well. It was all part of, I think it was six fixtures to say that they're going to move someone in, but following already positive discussions with key partners, including Liverpool Football Club, Liverpool City Council, Merseyside Police, Spirit Shankly, Everton Football Club and Blue Union, they've all worked together, had these conversations. I think we're so lucky, and I'll include Everton in this, of, you know, the community work that both clubs do, but in the sense of having the Blue Union and Spirit Shankly to kind of fight for us fans and have a voice, and you know, again, common sense and just that sound voice to, you know, argue and understand what fans want, and ultimately they've achieved success by having games at Anfield as well.
Yeah, very lucky to have something like that for us, because obviously, you know, there's Twitter and the social media, but there's only so much that clubs say, so it's important to have those groups to be able to, like you said, give the fans a bit more of a voice when it comes to things like this. Yeah, it's nice to know that all our fixtures are going to be at Anfield and we're not going to have to worry about the team travelling to unnecessary places. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of players wouldn't have been on board with that either, in terms of like travelling to other stadiums and having to play in, you know, unfamiliar surroundings. So, but yeah, it's nice to know.
It also sends out the wrong message as well for me, I think, doesn't it, Lauren, of like saying, you know, we can go to so many places and do as we're told. Yeah. And again, I bring it back to stuff that happened in the news of recent weeks. You know, certainly people can go and do whatever they want, but you know, if a footballer can go to St Mary's, like you said, but what's the rules for everybody else? I think it does send out the wrong message, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does massively. And like, you know, that was the biggest concern, was fans congregating outside the stadium. Well, there was no stopping the fans following the team to St Mary's if it was going to be this. So, you know, you might as well be able to contain it in this city rather than have thousands of people travel unnecessarily to go to those places.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Tom's going to gather some of them towards the end. Are you bothered that it's at Anfield? Are you happy? Do you just want to win the league at Goodison Park? Get them all in. Quite a lot of contract extension talk to get through before we get to those comments. Adam Lallana agrees a short-term contract extension. This broke last night, so he's agreed till the end of July, a Jurgen Klopp season as a member of the squad. Something we're going to do in depth on the Red Sox roundup this afternoon, Lauren, but again, just probably the word of the day, or two words of the day, is common sense. You know, it makes complete sense to keep Adam Lallana around in the squad. It also shows, for me, like the human side of Jurgen Klopp, or the affectionate side of Jurgen Klopp, which we see so often. Of, you know, you think about the wages and the shortfall of financial side that Liverpool are experiencing with everybody else. You know, like 100 grand a week, Adam Lallana, like, yeah, you know, get rid of him. But the fact that Klopp wants him to kind of have those rewards for all his hard work, everything that he's given to the club, I think priority is going to be given to, you know, a Minamino, Curtis Jones, or Harvey Elliott throughout the games. But the fact that he wants him in and around the squad for another month, it was just good news yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good news. You know, it would have been really harsh for, you know, there'll be a number of clubs who've got players coming out of contract and then, like, pretty much now. So I think it was all a bit like, well what's going to happen with those players? But yeah, good news that he's been able to sort of extend his stay, and he'll get to, you know, witness the celebrations, hopefully, of what's going to happen. And but yeah, Klopp spoke really highly of him as well. He's obviously been at the club for 6 years, Lallana, so, you know, he's not just been there one or two seasons and just, you know, played a handful of games. He's been around, like, the whole development of this team since Klopp's come in. So yeah, really nice that, you know, they've been able to give him an extension, and he can stay on for that little bit longer.
I've got this question down for the agenda for the Reds news later on, but I'll ask you and ask the viewers and listeners at home. Of how do you think Adam Lallana will be remembered? Because, you know, you can't judge it on Twitter and social media, but, you know, he's not the player that he was 2-3 years ago. But 2-3 years ago, he's probably one of our most instrumental players to what we did. And, you know, that's why Jurgen Klopp speaks so very highly of him. Is it a case of just having recency bias and short memories of, like, you know, okay, this team surpassed him, he's not a Fabinho or a Henderson or whatever, but, you know, for what he's put in for this club, I don't think that should be forgotten.
No, definitely not. I think when he first signed for us, I think there was a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz around him, because obviously he had a really brilliant season at Southampton, and then he obviously had that really bad injury, and he's been plagued by injuries, I think, through his whole Liverpool career. So he's obviously missed a lot of games as well, but in terms of, you know, that I think it was 15-16 season where he was just amazing for us. That's why Klopp loves him so much, because that was Klopp's, you know, first real season for Liverpool, and Lallana played like a really integral part in that squad. And, you know, I think the team has sort of passed him by a little bit now, though, like, he's gotten older and new players have come in, and younger members of the squad have come in and sort of cemented their place in the team. But I think he plays a much bigger role off the pitch now. You know, he was captain at Southampton at a young age. He came to Liverpool, and he's been a leader in amongst that squad. And I think that's sort of what his role is now, is to sort of, you know, keep the momentum high, because, you know, he is a senior member of the team. You know, he's played for England a few times. He knows what it's about. He knows what being in a squad means. So I think that will be his role, and I think he knows that's his role. You know, he said he knows what his role is in the interview afterwards, and he was at peace with it. And he was at peace with how his Liverpool career was going to end. So, yeah, I think we've got to remember the good moments, because there has been quite a few for Adam Lallana.
Yeah, you've got really good points there. Really well. Harvey Elliott is another one. Lauren's going to sign a new contract. This is from Dominic King. Harvey Elliott will formally sign a new 3-year contract at the beginning of July, having now turned 17. It's his first professional deal, and Liverpool will be able to extend the terms by another 2 years when he's 18 next April. Just other great news, particularly when you see, like, I think the other week we covered it, like, Real Madrid was sniffing around him, and, you know, he kind of said no because Ramos is a prick, basically, which I think we all love. But the fact that those kind of teams are kind of after him kind of reflects of how good his potential can be. You know, we mentioned, you know, the likes of Adam Lallana will have put an arm around the likes of Harvey Elliott and, you know, and brought him into the club and told him what's right and wrong. You know, he's made some mistakes off the field, but having those wise heads, as you rightly mentioned there, all adds to the development of these players.
Yeah, it does massively. And obviously Harvey Elliott's a really high rated player. You don't make, you know, your debut a fun for, like, at like 15 for no reason, do you know what I mean? So it's nice that he'll be able to sign his first professional contract at his boyhood club as well, which will be great news for him. I just hope he doesn't turn into one of those players where, like, you send on loan for like 4 or 5 seasons at a time. Mm. You don't really actually get to see his development at Liverpool. I think next season he will play a role in the squad, in terms of he might find himself on the bench more often than not. Or he'll probably will start the cup games like he has done a couple of times this season. But at 17, 18, like, he's literally got like another like 15 years of his career ahead of him. So it's important that he doesn't try and, you know, do something too soon, and he doesn't like sort of jump the gun a little bit and think, well, I'm not getting in the first team now, so I'm never going to get in the first team, and end up moving to a club where that doesn't appreciate him and try and nurture him. You know, it's important that he stays here at somewhere he wants, at a club he wants to see his potential grow to the maximum.
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea the rest of the season as well. If, like, you know, the five substitutions could benefit Harvey Elliott, the fact that, you know, we get the league sewn up within 2, 3, 4, 5 games or whatever it may be. There's still a handful of games there for him to get some Premier League experience. And I know it won't be the same, but it's also adjusting to there being no crowds in the stadiums as well. And Andy Onigan as well. He's extended his contract to the end of July.
Yeah.
I don't think he's never even made an appearance for us yet, has he? But, like, no. still good for him. Like, yeah. You know, I think it's, and again, you know, I joke about it, but it's probably more that team unity and, like, you know, we've gone through the season together, and, you know, I can dismiss Andy Lonigan because he's not one of the superstars or, you know, a first team player. But, you know, to have that competitiveness between the goalkeepers and the morale between them, I think it's probably is based on keeping the group together to the end of the season and him reaping the rewards of a long career.
Yeah, definitely. I think his role is more off the pitch as well. Like, he came when we were really short on injuries, you know. We needed a goalkeeper, and he came in, and everyone was just a bit like, who's this fella? Like, not really sure who he was or whatever, but, you know, he's been in the game so long that, you know, we have got two amazing keepers in Alisson and Adrian, but he said himself when he first came in, oh, like, the standards were really high, and he's been around for ages. But I think just to have sort of his knowledge off the pitch has really helped that whole goalkeeper union. And, you know, Kelleher as well, coming up through the ranks, like, he would have been able to put an arm around him and say, this is, you know, this is what you need to do, this is what not to do, and etc.
It's like Jurgen Klopp knows what he's doing, isn't it? It's fucking mental. Final story before we get into some of your comments. Gio Wijnaldum wanted Jurgen Klopp promise before agreeing a new contract. This is from Empire of the Cop, what they're citing from The Guardian. Gio Wijnaldum will soon sign a contract extension with the Reds to keep him at the club to at least 2024. That's according to The Guardian, who claimed the Dutchman wanted reassurances from Jurgen Klopp that he will remain a key player at Anfield. This is something which I think we all want to see is kind of get this contract over the line. And, you know, everybody loves Gio Wijnaldum, but it also, I think he's got a point of, you know, what he's done, what he's achieved at this club. And, you know, I think, people accuse him of going missing some games, or, you know, his consistency levels not being as high as they should be. But the fact that you got, you know, a Chamberlain probably in the best condition that we've been in for over 2 years, Naby Keita is probably going to have that break in, you know, trying to get used to being in his surroundings and stuff. I think a lot of people don't realise how hard it is to come to a different country, to settle in new teammates and stuff, and as well as try and perform at a top level. Then you've got Henderson, Fabinho, you know, Minamino can play in there, Curtis Jones can play in there. We've got loads of midfielders. I think I might miss someone out of there as well. You know, Gio Wijnaldum is going to want those reassurances because he's capable of playing for, well, most clubs in the Premier League, and you know, a lot more in Europe.
Yeah, he is. And I think a few clubs would have been sniffing around and trying to figure out what his contract situation was. And he might have even spoken to some people, you never know, because he is so highly rated. But yeah, I think the fact that he wants to stay, but he also wants to know where his role is, just proves the type of player he is. He doesn't want to just settle for, oh, I'll have a couple hundred grand a week and just, you know, my player.
And he's not asking about the money either.
Yeah, he just wants to know, am I going to be starting, or what's the score? Because you've seen his reaction when he didn't get, wasn't in the starting 11 for the Barcelona game at Anfield last season. And I think every time it's mentioned to him, he brings up that he was so annoyed that he didn't start. He just wants to be in the starting 11 every week. He's not bothered about anything else in between. So I think if the club wasn't going to offer him that, then, you know, he would be looking elsewhere. But I don't see why we wouldn't offer him in that role.
No, and things might have changed as well with the transfer market, which you spoke about the past couple of weeks, of, you know, maybe clubs can't afford to buy him, maybe, you know, Liverpool changed their plans and can't, you know, they might have been planning to bring someone else in, and now they can't because everybody's skint. Anyway, let's get to some of your comments. Kieran McSee says, hey, Redman, give us a shout-out for my birthday. No, only joking, happy birthday. Home venues, Johnny Walker says, thank God for that. Imagine the Merseyside derby at St Mary's. Something which you mentioned towards the beginning there, Lauren, of, like, what, first of all, like, as if there's no Liverpool fans in Southampton anyway, and like, how much of a piss take would that be? Liverpool won the league at St Mary's, having spent the past 4 or 5 years just buying all their fucking players from them.
That would be so funny. Like, imagine just Van Dijk and Lallana just like outside the thing with the trophy.
Waving
like,
a Liverpool tops around St. Mary's. Yeah, would have gone down dead well. Goodison Park's better for me. Stephen Somerville says it doesn't make a difference if neutral venues are involved. Clubs should just stick to the home grounds, and Goodison is the right place for our match. I totally agree with that as well. And again, from a fan's perspective, because we can't go anywhere and watch it. Ultimately, doesn't make a difference to us. And someone made a really good point. I can't remember where I saw it, so I apologise. And saying players with an elite mentality shouldn't bother where they play football because you just go out and go and do the job. So,
I think that's a similar point with like the crowd noise as well. Like everyone was like, "Oh, how are they going to adapt to not having fans in the stadium?" Well, they play on a training pitch every day where there's no fans cheering them on the whole time. So And like you said, like if they've got an elite mentality, they're not going to be bothered where they're playing it, just as long as they play.
Yeah. Dmitry Chuvovic, I hope I pronounced that right. Apologies, I've just completely fucking butchered it. He said, "I just hope there won't be fans outside the stadium. This is ammunition to all rival fans, and Sky want to bash us. Typical Liverpool fan bullshit." Yeah, I think whatever happens, not just Liverpool, but like say relegation battles or promotion for whatever, there will be a couple of idiots to spoil it for other people. I think Paul shared a Coventry City fans celebrating this morning, and like, so I saw another tweet on the back of that saying, you know, that's not being plastered around Sky Sports or, you know, anything else. And no one being bashed for doing that. Whereas, you know, if it's Liverpool fans, you can bet it's going to be everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, massively. Like, if there's just like five people, I think it'll be everywhere. Never mind if there's like a couple of hundred. But yeah, I think that was like the biggest like thing for me, is that if people do turn up, it'll just be twisted into something that's not. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that not a lot of people do turn up.
Yeah, on Adam Lallana, Mo De Blas says Lallana, recent goal against the Manx scum was really cool when we drew. Kieran McSee again says Lallana deserves to celebrate the title for everything he's done. Very Klopp move. And Shane Buckley says, "I personally do not see the point giving Adam Lallana his last, given our game time, his last two games should be given to Curtis Jones and Minamino, in my opinion." Yeah, and as I said before, I think that's the case. I think the priority will be given to those players, but also, you know, you can have five substitutes. So if you can afford to rest, you know, a midfield player and maintain what they're doing, you know, it might be a genie gets to, you know, play 60 minutes, you bring Adam Lallana on for half an hour. You know, if the title's up and dusted, then doesn't make a difference, does it?
No, not really. No, not at all.
And finally, Rob D says, "Elliot can be the Sancho. We may or not be signing." Yeah. I mean, let's have both. Let's have Elliot on one wing and Sancho on the other. And, you know, but that'd be great, have them on the bench as well. We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you very much for joining us. We've got loads of content going out on the Red Men website and channel. We've got the Red News Roundup going out later on. But also, as the football is coming back, our content will, of course, be ramping up once again. So we'll have build-up shows, starting 11 shows around the league. We're going to be busy. So now is a great time to go and start your monthly subscription to Red Men TV. It's only £5 a month. Go and give it a try. If you don't like it, just biff it off. We'll be back on Friday with more news. See you then. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.